From VOA Learning English, this is the Health Report. November is Alzheimer's Awareness Month in the United States. Alzheimer's is a frightening disease. It is frightening not only for those who suffer from memory loss, but also for their loved ones. But researchers in California say a new way of treating Alzheimer's disease is showing promise for reversing some of that memory loss. The new treatment combines Western medicine with Eastern philosophy, ideas rooted in Asian religions. Dr. Dale Bredesen is with the Easton Center for Alzheimer's Disease Research at UCLA. He says 9 of 10 patients suffering from either Alzheimer's or other disorders of the brain noted improvements in their memory. He says the new therapy treats the whole patient, not just parts of the patient. This is called holistic care. Dr. Bredesen says the traditional use of only one treatment, what he calls monotherapy, just did not work with many patients. Dr. Bredesen says there is a constant balance of the brain remembering and forgetting. He says many things, including a person's lifestyle, can create an imbalance in brain activity. And this imbalance can lead to memory loss. The 36 different parts or elements include a person's diet, exercise, and sleep. Dr. Bredesen creates an individualized treatment for each patient. He does this by taking images of their brain, testing their blood, and asking many questions about their daily life. Treatments include lifestyle changes and even medicines or vitamin supplements. He describes this new therapy as combining Western understanding of the human body with the Eastern method of looking at the whole patient. As for lifestyle changes, subjects were told to avoid carbohydrates like bread and pasta. They also avoided processed foods and gluten, a protein found in wheat. Researchers told subjects to eat more fish and to take vitamin B12, D3, and fish oil. They also practiced yoga, sat quietly for 20 minutes, 2 times each day, and they slept more.
What we're using is a combination that brings these two together to create a new kind of physician that is doing a different kind of medicine, who understands the basics of molecular genetics, but also understands the need to bring things together in a network fashion.
Dr. Bredesen says for the 9 patients whose memory improved, it usually happened within 3 to 6 months. The researchers say they followed some patients up to 2.5 years, and the memory improvements remained. I'm Anna Mateo.